Former employees of the exclusive Melbourne restaurant Vue du Monde are alleging their managers regularly confiscated their tip money as punishment for things like failing to answer quiz questions about the restaurant correctly. One former employee says the restaurant's founder, celebrity chef Shannon Bennett, withheld the tips of kitchen staff for 2 months after finding a dirty apron. From Melbourne, Ben Knight reports.
Hospitality workers often rely on tips to supplement their wages. But former employees of the top-end Melbourne restaurant Vue du Monde say their share of the tip money was regularly withheld by their managers. Martina Ritchie worked there as a hostess. She says when she began her job, she was told how it worked.
If we ever break any glassware or if we lose any cutlery, they're going to take our tips to buy new ones.
The ABC has seen staff emails showing that tips were confiscated to punish workers who arrived late and for getting answers wrong in a so-called tip test. One former worker, who doesn't want to be identified or have their voice broadcast, told the ABC,
"If you didn't have good enough knowledge of the venue or about Shannon Bennett, then you would lose tips. Most of the tips went to the managers. It just felt like they were trying any way to get rid of our tips."
Edward Sason left Vue du Monde in 2007. He now lives and works as a chef in Chile. Speaking to me over Skype, he says he remembers a day Shannon Bennett found a dirty apron in the kitchen.
Held it up and said, whose apron's this? And then no one owned up, you know, and then Shannon just said, okay, look, you know, you're not going to get your tips for the next month. And then, yeah, you know, we didn't see our tips for the next 2 months. Most chefs probably live off those tips.
In a statement to the ABC, Vue Group concedes that a small percentage of tip money was allocated to cover breakages, but it did not respond to questions about the tip test or latecomers. It denies Shannon Bennett withheld tips from kitchen staff. Shannon Bennett is one of Australia's best known and most successful chefs. He's a regular guest on MasterChef. Last year, he bought a $17 million house in Melbourne's most prestigious suburb, Toorak. His former employees, who've spoken to the ABC, say they don't begrudge Shannon Bennett his success. In fact, they have enormous respect for what he's achieved. But they've told me they're disappointed and angry because they feel their hard work, which helped Shannon Bennett achieve that success, hasn't been fairly rewarded. Martina Ritchie says she struggled to get even a toilet break while working double shifts greeting guests as they arrived at Vue du Monde.
What they usually said to me was like, you should stop drinking too much water because we have no one to come downstairs and replace your position.
Vue Group also denies that this occurred. The company is being investigated by the Fair Work Ombudsman over allegations staff were working up to 40 hours a week of unpaid overtime. It's one of a string of upmarket eateries in Melbourne that have been accused of underpaying their staff. Former Vue du Monde chef Edward Sason says Melbourne's hospitality industry is not right.
Everyone's trying to get ahead, and I get that. But then at the same time, like, you know, you want to be getting ahead the right way, I think.
Shannon Bennett did not respond to the ABC's request for an interview. This is Ben Knight in Melbourne, reporting for Saturday AM.